The following podcast is brought to you by The Village Sendo. For more information, visit villagesendo.org.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. It is beautiful to see all these faces and different places coming together. Now it's a late summer day, and it's gorgeous out here on the Cape where I'm talking to you from the Village Zendo affiliate song out here, Hyannis Zendo. I really am looking forward to being together in the same room with all of you again sometime soon. This coming together of places and faces and worlds is amazing as well. And I'm grateful to be here with you this morning. So ever since Summer Ango, I've been thinking about Howard's teachings on the body that he gave us, his sessions. And in his instructions, he said he changed paying attention to what's going on to giving attention. You know, give your attention to your body in this moment. And for some reason that struck me deeply. It resonated with me. And so for the past month, this idea has been kind of recurring, like a refrain in my life. Attend to this, you know, attend to, or just attending. You know, attending to this morning. This beautiful morning with the wind blowing outside, the sun is shining. Attending to our zazen this morning together, to this talk. And this attending to, I think, is giving our energy to this moment, engaging in just this moment. This place, you know, this place that's made of so many places, this coming together of all these worlds and spaces. Well, it's just this time, this meeting. This is Ichigo Ichie, one time, one meeting. The root of the word attend is to give energy to, and it also is to listen to the world. What are we listening to right now? You know, my voice, and there's maybe you hear the wind and birds in my background, the space you're in, your own hearing, the sounds of your space and body, the inner dialogues. Right now, what is it? Just listen. It brings us back to this moment. And this is attending to the moment, listening to the moment. And I think this connects to our vow, our great vow to save all beings, Avalokiteshvara, hearing the cries of the world, acting. This action comes from our attention, attending to. And to maybe stretch this out just a little bit further. If you've hung around the Zendo for a while, you maybe have been tapped as a Jisha on one of our retreats, the service position, the attendant. And the term translates as Sha is the person and Ji is the one who attends. Ji also, by the way, it translates as warrior. And in Japanese temples, there are often different jishas for different attending roles. And we do something similar in our longer retreats. We have different attendants. But basically, the jisha attends to the teacher. You know, they show up at the teacher's room before the sun comes up to bring them to lead them in the morning jundo. They get them to all the places they need to be on time. They bring sometimes tea or a snack, keep them on track so their interviews don't run over. They'll make sure the teacher's robes aren't a mess before they walk into the service, make sure they're not falling apart. And you know, basically giving energy to or listening to the needs of the moment. This is the jisha, attending. And once, way back, there was a teacher who was lying down in his room. This was Master Guishan. And his student, who was Yangshan, came in. And Guishan rolled over and said, "Listen to this old monastic's dream." And so the student bent down to listen. And Guishan said, "Interpret my dream for me. Let me see how you do it." And so in this moment, you know, the teacher was offering a moment of teaching for his students, for his student. This was his teaching in that moment. And the student, who was pretty sharp, just attended to the moment. He brought him a basin of water and a towel. So Guishan washed his face and sat up. And then another of his students came in, and Guishan said to this student, "Yangshan Huiji," that's Yangshan's name, "and I have been sharing miracles. This is no small matter. This is no small matter." So attending to a teacher is this wonderful opportunity to take care of a person we respect and love. This person right in front of us. And it's taking care of this community. Now, this is in the story. The student, Yangshan, was listening and hearing and acting in accord with the moment, as was his teacher, you know, sharing his teaching at the moment to wake his student up. And this is our attending, is about attending to what's going on right now in front of us. And there's a quirky little koan that I think speaks to this point nicely. And this is number 12 from the Mumon Kan, the gateless gate. And it's Zuigan calls master. So every day, Master Zuigan used to call out to himself, "Oh, master," and would answer himself, "Yes? Are you awake?" he would ask, and he would answer, "Yes, I am." "Never be deceived by others," he would say, "any time, any day." "No, I will not," he answered. So Zuigan had this short soliloquy every day. He would do this, calling out, "Master," and answering, "Yes." Asking, "Are you awake?" "Yes, I am." "Do not be deceived by others." "No, I will not." And he also started his Dharma talks, his teshos, in the same way. So what was this about? You know, we might think it's his creation to help him stay present, to wake up, a little mindfulness practice to remind himself, you know, wake up, be awake. And of course, this might be helpful to us, you know, like reciting verses to ourselves when we wake up or while we brush our teeth. But this really misses Zuigan. I think we have to ask, who is he calling out when he says, "Master"? You know, is this the teacher, like the student and the teacher? Is it someone separate from Zuigan, separate from us? Is it some state apart from who we are right now? Or is it, as Shibayama Roshi suggests, Zuigan calling out to the unnameable reality, the true person of no rank, to his face or your face before your mother was born? This calling out is this moment as it's arising. Master, right now. There's a related koan that tells the story of one of Zuigan's students who came to a different teacher named Gensha. And when Gensha asked about his practice with Zuigan, the student recounted Zuigan's calling out every day and answering. And Gensha asked him, why didn't you stay longer with Zuigan to continue studying? And the student said, Zuigan passed away. Gensha then asked, if you call out now, oh master, will he answer? Right now. Unfortunately, this monk wasn't quite ripe at the moment. He didn't understand that this master was nothing but himself attending to this moment. So when Zuigan calls out master, the moment answers him, yes. Master, yes. And this yes is this kind of complete affirmation. This moment is alive and responsive to his question. Yes, right here, right now, awake, alert. And Zuigan is Zuigan, and I am me, and you are you. And this yes is to me like Joshu's no. when the monk asks Joshu about the dog, moo. Is what Joshu replies, no. But this is not, no is the opposite to yes. Joshu's mu is complete, so complete nothing can escape it. And Zuigan's yes is just like this. There's nothing left out, no place to drive a wedge into this yes. Do not be deceived by others. No, I won't. So in his comment on this koan, Mumon says, old Zuigan himself sells and himself buys. He has a lot of masks of goblins and demons to play with. Why? Me! A calling one, an answering one, an awake one who will not be deceived by others. If you take these different appearances as really existing, you are altogether mistaken. So a calling one, an answering one, an awake one, and one who will not be deceived by others. So maybe this calling one is what brought us to practice in the first place. Calling out, what is my life? What am I doing here? Maybe I'll try this and see. And maybe we stay because this yes, this kind of before ideas, before knowing resonates with us. And perhaps, you had a moment or an instant during our zazen when the conversation quieted, when the breeze came through the window, and it was just this moment just dropping away. So Zuigan says Zuigan, according to Mumon, has a lot of masks to play with, goblins and demons, right? And these might be familiar to you, my doubting self or my fearful mask, the scold. It tells me what I'm doing wrong or, what they're doing wrong. We have the righteous mask and the mask that's us filled with all this shame. And they show up in this kind of unending parade during our zazen. And it's tempting to invest these roles with some kind of permanence, some kind of self to them. The good and the bad. This is how I am. This is who I am. I'm a Zen student, I'm like this. But if we take them as really existent, warns Mumon, or not empty of a separate self as we chant in our heart sutra, then we miss it. When we hold on, we miss this moment, this meeting. And this is Mumon's warning to us. If you take these different appearances as really existing, you are altogether mistaken. Do not cling to these masks, nor to our calling out, or even this answering one, this moment of peace, right? This yes. Now, thinking that this master that Zuigang's calling out to, or this awakening is somehow separate from the mask we put over ourselves, thinking these are two different things, this is how we deceive ourselves. And so we practice attending to each moment as it arises. The demon mask is here, with eight arms and three heads, the goblin mask, the 12-foot golden body. And our job is to notice, to attend. And by giving attention, we connect to this changing shape of this arising moment. And we can rest in that flow. So when Zuigang was a student, you know, still searching for something solid to cling to, he asked his teacher, Yanto, he said, "What is the fundamental constant principle?" And Yanto said, "Moving. Moving. Now, what is this moving? Right now, me speaking and you listening. The thoughts going on in the background. Birds and breezes outside, maybe some pain in a hip or a knee. Together, we're attending this moment, this fluidity, this movement. And when we attend it, we don't see it because we are moving. We are this life. Just attend. The joy of this moment and bearing witness to the deep suffering all around us and in us today. Offering what is needed in this moment. Because we keep calling out over and over, Master, yes. Are you awake? Yes. Fugan, yes. Now try it. So when the attendant came into the teacher's room and brought him a basin and a towel, the teacher washed his face and sat up. And then this other student came in. This was Xingyan. He came in and the teacher Guishan said, "Yangshan and I have been sharing miracles. This is no small matter." And Xiangyan, the student who came in, said, "I overheard you from the doorway." And so the teacher said, "Well, now you try it and I will see." And Xiangyan made a bowl of tea and brought it to him. Guishan sighed and praised them, saying, "You two students surpass even Shariputra and Magayana with your miraculous activity." Now, bringing a bowl and a towel when the teacher wakes up. Guishan washing up and sitting up, making some tea and drinking it. And commenting on this exchange, Dogen says, "Yanto, Guishan, and Xiangyan are engaged in unsurpassable miracles. This is just doing what is called for, what is needed." And all day long, we can engage in unsurpassable miracles. Offering a smile, giving someone a couple bucks when we pass them on the street, bearing witness to the tragedy near at hand and also far off, calling out injustice, calling out racism, helping someone move their apartment. This is attending to this moment, attending to your life. So I'm going to finish with an excerpt from a well-known Mary Oliver poem called The Summer Day. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? So thank you for your attention this morning.